I'm Janitara Begum, and I work in Operation Unite, and you're tuned to 90.7 FM WGXC. ACRA.
Well, hello there. I am Neva Wartell, host of Music for the Masses, inviting you to join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on an excursion of sound and rhythm, where we discover how much amazing music comes from places in the world you may be familiar with, or you've wondered about, or maybe never even heard of. Music for the Masses comes to you live from Catskill every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. only on listener-supported, solar-powered, community-based radio for open ears, open minds, and open hearts. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Suitable for the avid globehopper and armchair traveler alike. You might want to pack a map and a sandwich.
Your favorite local community radio station, Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears, is running the Ripples Make Waves Pledge Drive from June 21st to 27th. Here at WGXC, we believe that each listener and each donation can create a positive ripple effect in our station and our communities. The goal is to reach 250 donations of any amount. Your donation to WGXC secures and ensures a platform for independent perspectives and creative expression in New York's Upper Hudson Valley. Go to WGXC.org/donate now to make your contribution. We thank you for your support.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of India, of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show. You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
His little taunts, happy times, petty crimes, the scenes you made, the plans you laid, you watch it fade, till you can't see it anymore.
This is really me now. No more hiding. Listen. We're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, but the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
Thank you. This is Bill McKibben from 350.org, and you're listening to WGXC, that's 90.7 on your FM dial, ACRA, putting the community back in radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA, Catskill and Hudson. Today, I'm your host.
Shepherd as well, with the bench for both teams have had huge games. Toppin fires away and hits the three. All of a sudden they're red hot, and Jalen Williams hauls it in. T.J. McConnell forces another turnover. Bad pass. Toppin tries. Toppin hits. There is no warm-up to him when he comes off the bench. Toppin back of the rim. Turner goes high for the rebound. Halliburton's going to try. Finally gets one to go. Tyrese Halliburton from downtown.
That's an interesting question in terms of what you do as McConnell gets inside and banks it home. If you know an opponent has got a problem.
Well, you do want to attack him. But look, Tyrese Halliburton, when you look at the defense of the Pacers, you're going to want to attack him and make him work. And then you want to see how healthy it is. But I always think it's a little bit of fool's gold as you see an offensive foul on Shea.
Gildas Alexander, his first personal.
And again, we talked about T.J. McConnell. The one thing about him is that he's not going to generate a crowd because he's a playmaker, so everyone stays at home when he starts to drive. So a lot of times he's playing one-on-one.
When he's on the court, he's in charge. Gets into the paint again. Pulls up, jump shot, got it again. McConnell, 4 points, couple of assists off the bench. Plays shorter stints. As T.J. McConnell gets into the paint, Kenrich Williams chasing him. Now pull-up jump shot is good. Wow. 7 turnovers to 1, and it's the Pacers, the team with 1. McConnell saw Wallace turn his head and knocks down another jumper. T.J. tenacity here in the first half. He's already got 8 points. McConnell in the front court. Halliburton, step back, three-pointer. It's good. His second three-pointer of the game. And the lead back up to 6. There comes Toppin the other way. You rarely see that from Holmgren. Nesmith the 3. Puts it in. Hartenstein the rebound. Puts it on the floor. Knocked out of his hands by Siakam. And Isaiah Joe gets it. Halliburton the steal. Here comes Halliburton. Siakam. Nesmith. Corner 3. Bang. Siakam into the heart of the defense, and Nesmith flips it up and in. And a whistle and a foul as well. The lead up to 15.
He's going to touch the paint, so watch the close. So a smart slide.
Let's run it.
Money sometimes can't buy happiness, but it can. But like all the money that you can have in the world, you could really give it out to homeless people that are struggling. But love, you already know how that goes. They would take your money and just leave.
Yeah, that's a good point. You got any thoughts on that, Noah?
I would want to have the love of my life, but be broke. Because I know that money cannot buy happiness.
That's very true, but if you have...
I'd rather have the love of my life. But like, how broke is my life?
and affection, attention, attraction. How could I ever miss something that I never had? I would never judge you, cause everything worked out without him.
Like him, like him.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Alright, well,
my Big Mac.
So, there's this one animal in Australia.
Hey, no cursing, by the way. Beware.
Okay,
so we got this animal in Australia. Mm-hmm. It's a snake. It's a snake.
Oh, no. Okay. That's how you start us off strong.
It's a snake, and it's...
Yeah, okay.
This is not going to be fun for anybody that lives in Australia. Anyone that's visiting from Australia is not going to like this. Actually, they probably already know this.
Technically, they could be listening through wayfarm.org if you want to check out the website.
I forgot about that.
Shout out.
Yeah. And, so basically, it is the second most venomous snake
in
the world. I completely forgot the name. Look it up.
How do you know the second venomous snake in the world in Australia, but you forgot the name?
Pretty sure it's like the most common snake.
The most common snake.
Yeah,
Eastern
that one.
Brown snake.
That one.
Oh, pretty dangerous. Oh, yeah, I know that snake. Yeah, those are dangerous, bro.
Is literally the second most venomous snake in the world. And it is the most common snake in Australia.
You know, I got a question for you, though.
What?
You know how you said we had facts, man? This is not a fact about your life story. What do you do? Like, what's your fun fact that you do? Like, what do you do also?
He does a lot of animals.
I know. When you play basketball, too, you also...
Yeah, I mainly do animals.
Last time we did the caseway.
That is true. What about, like, basketball? Like,
basketball, well, next week, I'll be doing football.
Like I said.
Because we'll be talking about NFL draft picks.
Well, that's already been passed, though. That's been passed. That's been gone.
Yeah.
So, you talk about, like, the NFL season.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to do predictions and shit.
What's it be?
Oh.
Michael.
I'm sorry.
DJ Big Mac.
Yeah, all right, it's all right, guys.
DJ Big Mac had a little slip.
Uh-oh.
It happens, but yeah. Like I said, you try for every other sport you play. Yeah. I'll fry you in every other sport. Basketball, especially. You a bet.
Money match.
Not playing. I'll fry you.
Don't gamble, guys.
No one would fry you. We can't lie. No, not that one. Not even that one.
Nah, he would hook me in that.
I would fry him. At 3-on-1, I'll still cook.
Basketball ain't my game.
Probably twice your body weight.
Nah, basketball is a different game, though. I can't play it.
If he played football, I guarantee you get it. I mean, he can't catch me. He could truck me.
He would.
I don't know, bro. I'm pretty fast.
But wait, we're
faster than
Dwayne,
and she's in the track. And she got into section.
Yo, we're getting real sidetracked right now.
Okay,
back to the Eastern Browns.
Okay, I don't care about that. We gotta
but
get to the point. We gotta get to
the
point.
It's the most common snake in Australia.
I know.
And is native to literally every single part of Australia.
I know. But we gotta get to the would you rather though.
And the worst part is, you'll find them in your cars, in your garage, in your toolbox.
Hold on. But now that's that's an Australia. That is nowhere near in USA.
I know, but it's still kind of scary.
I know it's scary. It's a snake. It's an expect.
No, I'm talking
if it was
like
a tiny snake, I would understand.
I'm
not
talking
so scary.
Like you're trying to go to work, and you'll be walking to your car, and the first thing you'll see is a snake sitting on your dash.
Oh, no, that's terrifying.
I wouldn't be
when
scared.
It can kill you, though.
I wouldn't be scared.
They can literally kill you in one bite, and they'll shut down your nervous system.
I wouldn't be scared, because if you have, like, a motorcycle bike, there's nothing to be scared about. But and you're in your car and you see that.
That's why I said you walking out to your car and you just see a snake on your dash.
Well, just go back in your house or you know get your motorcycle, your bike, your driveway, something wherever you're living. But
yeah.
You got anything else you gotta say?
No.
You don't got anything to say about the snake?
Nope.
And one last thing.
What's the last thing?
At the end of the day. You're done with work. You're done with everything. You go home and you just want to go poop.
Oh, that's crazy.
Okay.
And guess where the snake is hiding?
Nah, don't even
in your
say
in
it.
Toilet.
In your toilet.
That toilet. In your toilet.
And then after
they're
that,
terrifying.
You can't even take a shower.
Whoa!
They will literally wrap around your shower head or come out of the drain.
That's true. All right. Well, now we gotta try. Are we talking about Dragon Ball Z?
Just remember, the Eastern Brown Snake will be in your dreams.
I do not care. I'm not getting no snakes.
That snake could end you in a second.
Okay, so now we talk about Dragon Ball Z, though. Because we were talking about it the other day.
You want to talk about Dragon Ball Z?
We
what
have
you
to.
Talk about?
I love Dragon Ball Z. I don't even watch anime anymore.
It's
not really anime.
What
for
was
me?
The last one you watched?
Oh, God. It was something with the. It was with this. I know there were, like, a bunch of heroes and shit, and the one guy was, like, fat.
Naruto?
Bro, you just...
That's Dragon Ball Z, bro.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Eesh.
Okay.
Michael, you might have to get out of here, bro.
I saved.
You might have to get out of here. One more curse word, you gotta get out.
I saved it.
He saved that time.
It don't matter. You still... I cursed one time on this. Never again. I learned my lesson immediately. All right, let's get to Dragon Ball.
Or no, 100 men versus one silverback gorilla.
I do not care about that. Let's go.
I would solo the gorilla. I would only leave with a tiny little cut and a hangnail.
Bro is not winning against the gorilla.
And both I walked in with. So, like...
You know how bad you would have been killed, bro? You would have got torn in pieces, broken arm. You had your neck snapped. You would have...
You know, I want to see...
That gorilla don't know who my name is.
That's crazy.
If my name is Big Mac, bro, I would eat him.
It's interesting seeing your guys' brains work. I have a feeling you guys are going to pick very opposite answers here.
Oh, yeah, I got it. So, all right, you want me to read the question?
Yeah, you guys can take turns. You can go first.
I'll be back.
Oh, I'm already one of these. I'm already very obese. But the options are... Be very obese or be very skinny. Now, what you mean by obese? Like, if we're going off of BMI.
BMI.
500 pounds.
Yo, okay, no.
500 pounds of pure Bavarian muscle.
I'm talking queso.
Flint and steel. Go back. I saw flint and steel.
Where?
I'm talking. No, you're gonna step on that scale.
Flint and steel.
What the? Oh my god.
Flint and steel.
Play it. Play it. You won't.
Let's run it. Don't tell me I won't.
Let's go to this.
Keep in mind, I can't hear anything. What's going on, Noah?
Before I say anything, peace out. You have a good day, everybody. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Whatever y'all have to do, hope you have a great day. This is by DJ Rump. Peace.
We should ask ChatGPT some of the would you rather questions, because why not? So, would you guys rather be overweight or skinny?
I would rather be skinny.
I'm already overweight, so...
We know DJ Big Mac.
There's a reason I'm called Big Mac.
Don't go ahead and state the obvious.
BMI is just super inaccurate, though.
Like, you could be... Like,
you could be 200 pounds of muscle, and then exactly. You would be considered obese.
Like me.
Cap.
He's pretty strong.
I'm probably only like 25% body fat.
Okay.
I think we all have the same answer, though.
Like 65%.
Do you not know what body fat percentage is? Like, your muscle is most of your weight. You would be very surprised.
That's true. There's a comparison on muscle versus fat, and the diagram is like the same amount. The muscle weighs so much more, and it's so much more dense.
Yes, that's why I'm saying, like, you could be 200 pounds of just pure Bavarian muscle.
Or, you can step on the scale and it'll say to be continued.
Yeah, look, that's crazy. Look at that. Look at that. Look at how much.
Look at that, Noah.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, so I'm probably only, like, 25% body fat.
Yeah, but also...
It's okay to be... Whatever you're
gonna be queso fat.
Okay.
Okay. You need to leave.
No.
Alright. Here we go. Always have. Would you rather? Oh, you got it. DJ Big Mac.
Always. Would you always have front row foul bad bomb? Would you rather have? DJ. Noah. What is your DJ name?
DJ Noah.
DJ Noah. Okay.
So far we've been getting everybody's live reactions to his name. This is great.
So how about this? How about you read this off, because apparently I'm having trouble reading.
So always have front row seats to any of you attend, or always attend to backstage passes.
Man, that's a big thing to do. But, like, what if it's at a Drake concert? What if it's at a Drake concert? Because Drake always brings all the girls backstage.
If it's at a Drake concert,
Drake, that's questionable.
I would leave.
Drake is very
questionable. There's a reason It's Not Like Us was the top song of the summer.
Especially in the NFL halftime show.
Oh, my God. Bro got sued for singing that, too.
Bro, I wouldn't care. Yes. It was very much worth it. Especially with all the tiny little facts. Tiny little micro, like, molecule type stuff.
Oh my god, wait, did y'all notice the X in the...
Yes, that's...
It's to represent XX Sensation.
Yes.
Because people think that Drake killed him.
Yeah, I was... And then he also had two of Drake's exes on stage dancing.
Yeah.
And then Drake is just sitting... There were so many videos, basically, like, making fun of Drake, and one of them was just Drake sitting on his couch eating a pint of ice cream watching the NFL half show.
Oh my gosh.
The Super Bowl half show being dissed.
I've said it once on this show before, maybe more than once, and I'll say it again. Drake is the type of homie to never play chess again because he's too afraid to lose another queen. I gotta play you in chess, DJ Noah.
I'll cook
both of you.
You'll be fine, man. I cook Sean. I could.
Sean is my monkey cousin, bro.
And Sean is my... he's just on my monkey in total.
Okay, guys.
He is my cousin. That's why I can call him a monkey.
They are cousins.
Guess what? Guess what? He's my friend.
Yeah, he's my cousin.
1 point. Go clap.
He's my cousin. He's my cousin, little bro.
Matter of fact, I don't get how that works.
What? You're forgetting how that works.
I'm DJ Big Mac.
I have known him. Like I have known him my entire life. Hold on, no. We've to step outside real quick, and we're gonna settle this like men.
No, we're not.
Come on, DJ. No, let's go.
How to get banned from Clubhouse speedrun?
What?
Oh, they're running it in rock paper scissors. That was a very fly of the match. Okay, it's 1-1. It seems they are getting a lot of draws. Okay. DJ Noah is in the lead. Man, that got very intense there. I'm glad it's just rock, paper, scissors.
God damn it, get over here!
Hey, no. Over rock, paper, scissors.
So I can't believe. So you. We're back, and DJ Big Mac, I'm sorry to eat me because he said Big Mac.
He got tired of it.
I can fact check that.
He's mad because
I lost.
I cooked him. Like around 12
he cooked
to
me,
6.
And then I cooked him like a meal, and then ate him.
Facts,
daddy.
All right, now we stepping outside for that.
No, are they running it in rock paper scissors again?
This ain't gonna be rock paper scissors.
No, we're running it in hangman.
You guys want hangman?
I will cook y'all. No matter of fact, in tic-tac-toe and hangman, I'm cooking y'all, especially tic-tac-toe. Bro. I am outsmarting on every single one.
You guys want to run tic-tac-toe live on?
Oh my god, yes.
Live FN right now.
I'm going against Noah first.
I want you guys to run it against each other.
Valid FN right now, bro.
I'm DJ Noah against DJ Big Mac. I'm the two Big Mac.
Let's run it.
Alright. So, who's going first? Alright. No, just top left. Just top left? DJ Noah is going top left.
I'm gonna take a nice snack. Top bottom center.
Top two.
What? Bottom center.
Oh, bottom center. Going to the bottom center. Ensuring nice space on the left and the right. Alright, Noah. DJ Noah is going middle right.
I know what you're going. I know what you're going for. I've seen this before, so I know what the move is. I know what the move is.
I can go for two ways now. I can go two ways.
I know what the move is, though.
Which one?
No.
Middle
he
left.
Can't. He's not his turn yet.
It's DJ Big Mac. So
I'm gonna take top right.
Guys are interesting in this game. I think
I'm gonna
both of you.
I'm gonna take that one right there,
middle left.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
All right. Well. And oh, you cooked me.
And DJ Noah got the win. I literally told him where I was gonna go.
Which one are you doing, bottom left or middle?
These are Big Mac soon.
DJ Big Mac.
I'm gonna do bottom right. There's no way I went.
DJ Noah, which way are you taking the W here?
Bottom left, and I'm going middle. I think I won, guys.
He won.
You want to go again?
Heck yeah.
I want a game.
Oh, guys, I'm going against DJ Cola, he is going to get...
He's going to go top left.
What? You're on computer.
When you take control over us, please don't. Please be friends with me.
I want to go wait there.
DJ Noah, this is going to be complicated. We're both Noah here.
Yeah, but you're DJ Cola. DJ Cola.
DJ Cola is going to go right in the middle.
DJ Noah is going to go bottom right.
Hold on, bro. I got a mic I want to use.
DJ Noah is going middle left.
No, that's not
DJ
good for
Cola.
Me. DJ
question.
Noah is going.
I wanted to use this one.
Oh,
I don't know. You can use this one. Sorry, bro. I didn't
DJ Noah wants to go middle right.
Middle right?
Yes, sir. And DJ Cola just lost because DJ Noah wants to go top right.
DJ Noah is good at tic-tac-toe.
I am.
Do we have any open slots? Amazing. Yeah, we do, actually. We do have an open slot.
But I win.
Use the red one.
Oh, yeah. Red one?
You should just use the ones we have set up, though. It's okay, though. You can try it.
I can try it? Okay.
Yep.
Good little boy, DJ Big Mac. Good.
Go into the relaxing Minecraft music. Ah. I was like a take a breather. So while we get this technical thing situation set up, we're going to go into a song.
DJ
Noble? Let's find out. Talk?
No, sir.
Talk?
Was good party people.
So
no, not really. We got a mic, though. Here, you can use this one, bro.
Try again.
Here, I got a spare microphone for you, bro.
Try again, DJ Big Mac.
There we go.
What's good, party people?
Heck yeah. So now, we're going to go into a song. What song are you guys feeling?
Let's do Freaks by Surf Crew.
No.
You heard it. We're going to do Freaks and then Clouds. Right back. And for those of you who are just tuning in, welcome back to Clubhouse for another broadcast to you live.
And Agra, because someone
I said Agra, bro. Run the tape back.
We can run the fade back.
After the show,
I'm dripping fast, fast. Baby, even if we crash, crash, you catch me up when I'm breaking down. Every time I need a pick me up, you hit me up. One hit, you see the. You got my head above the clouds, my feet above the ground, and I'm not coming down, 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 down. You got my speakers pumping loud, I'm feeling every sound, and I won't turn them down, 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 down. Oh, and I'm not coming down, 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 down.
You live on 90.7
FM, WGXC broadcasting to Catskill, Acre, and Hudson.
Bro, don't do. Oh my god, Michael. That's crazy. Alright.
Sorry, people.
Pekka.
What is that?
You
Clash
play
Royale.
It's Clash Royale, though, bro.
Oh, no, man. I know what that is.
For those of you who don't know, Minipekka is a Clash Royale troop. It's a video game. It's just kind of a character.
It's an overpowered character.
If you think Minipekka is overpowered, you're a noob. I'm sorry, my friend.
What? What'd you say? I'm sorry, I literally didn't hear you.
We can run the ones in Clash Royale, bro.
I'll cook all yo. Oh my god, I'll cook all yo.
Nah, bro. I've been good. I've been good.
I've been playing Clash Royale for 12 years. It's sad at this point how good I am.
You guys would get cooked.
Dude, I haven't died in Clash Royale in a while.
I would cook you.
I like how this argument is happening right over some nice, chill, peaceful music. Very contrasting.
Why you just muted yourself.
Yo, they can still hear you.
They can still hear you. DJ Noah, is it true that you just said you're going to touch DJ Big Mac?
That he meant to high five.
Yo, what are you yapping about?
He meant to high five everybody.
Sure.
So, what do you think I meant?
DJ Noah, I'm gonna touch you.
Yo, guys, stop with that.
Yo, stop. That looks weird.
It sounds weird, but it's kinda true.
Yo, stop.
Noah.
Sorry.
DJ Cole, we need to kick him out.
We're gonna have some shit.
Okay, so like, how about we do this? Would you rather go to jail for a year or receive 3 years of house arrest?
House arrest.
I'm going to jail for a year.
Really?
Yeah, cause what if I see some people that I recognize?
So honestly, bro,
that's an interesting reason.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, cause I might meet Bubba in jail. So like,
what?
I don't know.
What?
So like,
Bubba got arrested.
So, like, I don't know, guys.
Bubba got arrested?
We don't talk about people on radio, guys.
Oh, no, my bad.
We chilling.
My bad, gang.
Coming and passes are being made. They're dangerous. Nice drive.
And Nembhard, dangerous. He's hit three straight shots, 8 quick points.
All right, neither did I. We had some commentary on it earlier. DJ Rome gave us a nice rundown. It was pretty cool.
Echo in the wind.
Do you have any more DJ Big Mac fun facts?
Yeah, we do, and it's on the Eastern Brown Snake.
Oh my god, you
and I'm not gonna actually no, I'm playing. But we do have another. It's an elephant seal.
Oh heck yeah. They're so cute and goofy.
Have you seen the one that's in Tunisia? Or Canetia or whatever the heck it is?
What the sigma is that?
Oh, you're gonna
What the heck?
We're gonna look at videos.
It looks like
of the elephants, yeah.
It looks like Squidward merged with the seal.
And hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Clubhouse.
Oh, my
Radio.
God. Look at
them.
These
animals are intense. That's crazy. You guys, once you guys get home, if you're driving right now, the first thing you've got to do is look up an elephant.
Look at how much they bite.
No, honestly, I'm having nightmares.
They look low-key scary. But on the other hand, if we were to look at the one that has pretty much been domesticated and in the land down under, there is an elephant seal. Oh God, he's looking it up.
Damn, I'm on point today.
Oh my God.
Look at the...
It's so plumpy.
Oh my God, that's just rude. But look up the one elephant seal that was literally put on the news.
What?
No, honestly, look up elephant seal on news. On Australian.
So what are some interesting things to know about this animal, DJ?
Oh. So they can weigh up to a bus. They can go toe-to-toe with a bus.
No, it's crazy.
You didn't ask?
No, I told you. And now I want to. but you know what's crazy?
What?
I didn't ask.
Really?
What'd I do?
Bro.
Kneel the seal.
You know that one picture of the rage bait? Where's the two animals?
Oh my God, not the lion. Not the lion and the monkey. Now, personally, I agree with that.
For those of you who are listening, he meant an actual monkey. What did you do?
I just slammed my Achilles tendon.
How did you do that, bro?
Dude, nobody wants to hear about that.
Have you had energy?
It's not nice to do that!
No, honestly, I think Invincible might be one of the best shows to ever exist.
This is honestly so good. For those of you who are... What is it? 14 with parents? Or 14? Or if you have parents' permission, you can watch it, like PG-14? Yeah.
But sadly...
It has blood and gore.
But sadly, so the next season doesn't come out until 2026. So.
What? Womp womp!
That's crazy. What's your favorite show, DJ Big Man?
Family Guy.
I hope you never get any more seasons of Family Guy.
Okay, that's just...
You know what? Family Guy is only a good show because of Joe's watching.
Okay.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter. Can I have my gun back?
So basic.
Especially the episode where Bonnie
tries to do some naughty things with Peter.
Okay.
We're not talking about that.
I was gonna say I like the season or the episode where Bonnie buys a house that is on a hill and it's tilted.
But Bonnie, this house is kneeling off a cliff.
Oh my God. Can I show you?
Yeah. That's fine. As long as it's okay for everybody to hear. Alright. DJ Noah is showing DJ Cola and DJ Big Mac some cool stuff right now. And for those of you who are just tuning in, hi. Wait, hold on. One second. My bad, friend. There you go.
That's not very nice.
It's not nice to do that. But you're tuning into Clubhouse Radio.
From Family Guy.
Live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
You and didn't say Acre!
I said Acre at the very beginning, bro.
No, you didn't, bro. You said
Acre,
and.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
You said and Catskill and Hudson.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
All right, now me and DJ Cola are going to run the fade after this.
We're going to go and put.
A Big Mac, bro. I would love. That would be in my own.
Yeah, and once you become Big Mac, I'm gonna give you the Donald Trump.
Let's just go into a song before me and him start running the fade.
Okay.
Shaboom, shaboom. Let's run shaboom.
We can go into shaboom.
Michael.
DJ Big
Oh,
Mac,
I'm going to clouds.
We did that one.
What?
Past life?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that one too.
Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream. Do, do, do.
Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and open, we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 pip, a bip, a bip, a dip, a dip. Oh, life could be a dream. If only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, then tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we'll meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom.
Ding dong, ding ding dong. A lang a lang a lang a lang a lang a lang. Oh, bip. A bip a do ba dip. Oh,
life could be a dream. Life could be a dream. Do, 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 shaboom.
Ways I'd spend my time without her.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Where did you learn what it means to reciprocate? Live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with...
DJ Noah.
As well... Hey, DJ. Wow, I'm surprised the microphones actually picked you up.
What?
The microphones actually got you picked up from that. That was a good
one.
I'm loud.
No, you're not.
It seems so, my friend.
You just heard a rebroadcast